This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to sound obvious, but football is big down in Texas this fall. College Station, Texas, to be precise, home of Texas A&M University and one Johnny Manziel, the white-hot quarterback for the Aggies. The kid is really good, so good that they call him Johnny Football, a nickname so good that it's almost a brand name. From KUT in Austin, Ben Philpott has it.
It's a year of new beginnings on the Texas A&M campus. There's the new conference, leaving the Big 12 for the football powerhouse SEC, a new head coach, and a new kid leading the team at quarterback, 19-year-old Johnny Manziel.
Third and 23. Manziel trying to put it into it. Johnny Football with a night to remember. Touchdown, Texas A&M.
He brings that excitement back that we've been starved for in the last few years.
That's Texas A&M graduate Evan Otto.
Class 2004, a whoop.
He's just one example of the new cult of Johnny Football.
We love our stories, we love our traditions, and we love our legends. And Johnny Football, you have a legend in the making right there.
And at least one company is trying to capitalize on that. A few weeks ago, a Texas-based investment group filed for the Johnny Football trademark. The Manziel family then began drawing up their own petition for the trademark and were quickly joined by Texas A&M. Joshua Jones is a trademark and intellectual property lawyer in Austin.
You know, it gains a lot of attention now, but it's something that, you know, I think savvy entertainers have been doing for a long time.
Just this year, Anthony Davis of the NBA's Charlotte Hornets trademarked the phrase, "fear the brow," a reference to his athletic prowess and his unibrow. And Washington Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III snatched up RG3. But those guys are professional athletes. Johnny Manziel is still in college and can't make any money based on his college football career. Shane Hinckley is an assistant vice president in Texas A&M's business development office.
The NCAA is very clear, and a player's name, image, likeness, or nickname cannot be used by the institution or by a private individual to sell merchandise.
If that Texas investment group actually started selling Johnny Football shirts at $20 a pop, quarterback Johnny Manziel, even if he doesn't collect a dime, could lose his collegiate eligibility and have to quit the team. So the school's involvement is as much about self-preservation as it is anything else. Again, Shane Hinckley.
Well, I think first and foremost, protecting his eligibility was the focus. But as this continued, you know, the thought process was, hey, if somebody's doing this, and they're not associated with the university or the family, making money off of his likeness, that's not right.
But if the family gets the trademark, nobody will make money on Johnny Football until he finishes his college career. That means no Johnny Football t-shirts, no bobbleheads, no Manziel meatball subs at a local restaurant. Nothing until he's out of college. Which Texas A&M fans hope won't be for a couple more years. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for Marketplace.